Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 0119. Krishna protects the calves from Vatsasura and Bakasura. Previously in the deliverance of Nalakuvara and Manigriva, after Krishna's sweet mischief and Mother Yashoda's binding of him to the wooden grinding mortar, a peaceful stillness filled the courtyard of Vrindavana. Krishna sat patiently, tied with a silk rope, sunlight painting his gentle face as he waited. Despite being bound, his heart was always busy with playful ideas. The sounds of cows and laughter of children floated around him, reminding all of the simple joy of Vrindavana life. Tonight, our story continues as new challenges await, with Krishna ready to protect his friends and the little calves. In the beautiful pastures of Vrindavana, early morning light danced upon blades of dew-kissed grass, and the whole field sparkled like a sea of tiny gems. Krishna, with blue-black curls and his bright peacock feather swaying, called his friends together for another joyful day herding calves. Their laughter sounded like bells as they ran after their playful calves, waving their small sticks in the air. The calves wandered freely, munching on soft grass, while birds chirped above in the trees. Sometimes Krishna would to play a sweet melody on his flute. The sound drifted through the fields, and even the cows and birds seemed to listen. The children would giggle at his mischievous smiles, and sometimes they would dance along with the flute's tune. But not very far away, King Kamsa was plotting. In his palace, he sent Vatsasura, a demon servant, to Vrindavana. Wearing the form of a calf, Vatsasura crept into the herd with cold, clever eyes. He didn't eat or play. His clumsy steps gave him away. Krishna watched him carefully. He saw that this calf was not like the others. A quick nod told the coward boys to step back, and even the gentle calves sensed danger. Krishna approached Vatsasura. With a loving but strong grip, he grabbed the demon by the hind legs and spun him powerfully around. The demon twisted and turned, then Krishna let go, sending Vatsasura flying into the branches of a tall tree. All at once, the false form vanished, and the boys saw that their friend had saved them again. Cheering and relieved, everyone came closer to Krishna. Together they wandered towards the banks of the Yamuna River, where the sunshine danced on the water. There they made garlands from fresh wildflowers and wove necklaces for the calves. Krishna's flute sang through the afternoon. Suddenly, as shadows grew long, a new danger arrived. Bakasura, a giant crane demon, waited in the stillness. With a terrible cry, he spread his enormous white wings. Branches shook and dust swirled as he swept forward, opening his huge beak. Before anyone could shout a warning, Bakasura swallowed Krishna in one gulp. The coward boys froze, too shocked to move. But inside the demon's throat, Krishna glowed brighter than the moon, shining with gentle power. Bakasura gagged and shook from side to side. He tried to force Krishna out, but it was no use. Calmly, Krishna stretched his arms and pushed Bakasura's huge beak wide open, snapping it with ease. Bakasura fell, defeated, and Krishna stepped out, his peacock feather as perfect as ever, and his smile as gentle as before. At once the children ran to him, hugging and cheering, feeling safe again. In a ring they danced and sang, garlands tossing in the evening air. Vrindavan glowed with happiness. This wonderful pastime teaches us how Krishna, even as a small child, watches over and protects those who love him. The coward boys and their calves trusted him, and in danger, Krishna bravely defeated every threat. Remembering Krishna's compassion and strength, we can also feel safe in his care, knowing he drives away all fear. Before bed, let's whisper a little prayer. O dear Krishna, thank you for keeping everyone safe. Please watch over us and help us remember your loving protection every day. Fill our dreams tonight with your flute music and kind smile. Next time, story 20, Krishna protects everyone from the Agasura demon. See how Krishna's love and courage shine in a new adventure with his friends, bringing hope and happiness to Vrindavan. Dear Krishna, please keep us close to you. We chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good night, and may your protection rest gently on our hearts.